Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Peh Hey. Peh El Peh Adab Rabbi. We're up to the final line on Peh Dalid Omid Beis. And even though we discussed some of the issues that we're going to learn today already yesterday, but you can consider it to be a brand new sugya. So Rabbi Shmuel di Amri Tavai, the final line, Rabbi Shmuel di Amri Tavai, Kelev Shel Odom, Koinele B'chol Mokoyim, Chutz Merishus Harab. A person's kelim are koinef for him everywhere. What does that mean, everywhere? We're going to have an extended discussion on the Amud Beis, whether kelim shel loikeach koinim birshus moicher. Person has to make a kinyan every time he acquires something. So you can go make a kinyan, of course, through hagbah. You can do through meshicha, through mesira. But there's another kinyan which is called a kinyan chotzer. And here what we're talking about is really a mini chotzer. Normally think of a chotzer, a property, a courtyard, backyard, front lawn, a house, and you have items in that chotzer, and then you're koina. That's the chotzer Mishnah Meres, yeah. But that's the dinim of chotzer. Here basically what we're going to talk about is if you have a kli of lekeach, rishus moicher. The moicher, you go into a store, and the moicher goes and now fills up your bag, your sack, your box, the mushel with apples. 5 apples, 10 apples, whatever. Now he has filled it to the brim. We're done. We've already negotiated a price. We know how much we're talking about. He's taken 25 apples. Each apple costs $1, $25. When is he koine? Of course, in America, you're koine when you hand over the funds, when you hand over the money. But that's not the way it works al pi halacha, because money is only koina by kesef shtar bechazaka legabe a field or lehavdo legabe kedushin. Now, Rabbi, good morning. We're on daf pei hey amid aleph, the very top of the amid daf pei hey. So here we're talking about a person brings in his box bag. The moicher filled up the bag with schayra. So as we were saying, here in America, you give the money and then you're kind of it. But that's not the way it works, min ha-toyra. Min ha-toyra, it works with making a kinyan. And kinyan kesef doesn't help for metaltlet, so you have to go in the choyra, make a mashicha, tse hagbo. But there's another kinyan of a chotzer. So the question is, are the kelim of a lekeach koine bershus moichet? The sound of the Gemara is yes. Kelim shel adam koine loy bechol mokai. Therefore, Rishbam right on the top says, yeah, afilibrishus moicher. However, the Rishbam throws in, but davka, if the moicher says to the lekeach, yikne kelecha. It's like we've had in the past, lech chazek ukni. Here he's saying, yes, I am asking that your kelim should be koina, go ahead. Then everybody holds that it works. We're going to have in the Amud Beis, as soon as we start the Amud Beis, a lengthy discussion about what happens if he didn't say yikne kelecha. Do you say that kelev shalekeach koinen birshus moicher even without any statement? Obviously they have to agree to a price. You can't just go and put things in the kli and say, okay, it belongs to me. But assuming that they've come to a meeting of the minds on the price of this object and he has filled it up with whatever the object is it koine, yes or no? That will be a discussion of Yad Vashem on the Amud Beis. The major focus of the Gemara at the moment is that the Rav and Shmuel add Chutz Merishus HaRabim. And when we say Rishus HaRabim, Rishban throws in the Chotzer She'ena Shel Shneim, and a Chotzer that doesn't belong to either the Moicher or to the Lekech. Okay, so for instance, you go to one of the peddlers on the street that is selling all different types of wares, and you go and buy it from him. Again, min ha-toyra, giving money doesn't do the trick. So how are you koine? Okay, if you pick it up, if you take a mashicha into your rishus, what happens if you just put it into your bag, you put it into your box? Are you koine then? Says our Gemara, no. Chutz rishus rabim, you don't say that you have a mini chotzer of sorts by putting it into your bag or your box. Doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim. No, even Rishus HaRabim, it does work. If you went and bought something on the street, you put it into your bag or box, it works.
So
it
would appear.
I'm sorry?
We're
going to talk about a get on the other days. We have to show. We're talking about the on the other days.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Very good. Miss Shelley. Very good. Anyway, we want to push off a divorce as long as possible. Maybe you could still have shul and bayis. So we'll wait till the Yomid Beis. Anyway, in the meantime, it would appear to be a major machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. Here Rav and Shmuel say that you cannot be koina bekelev shalokeach in the Rishus Ravim, and Rav Yechon Rish Lakish says that you can. Omer HaPapa. Then he is famous for the Dvar Torah and Rav Papa from the Tepta Karuf. But the Papa always tries to make shulam. So the Papa loyd ligi, no, there is no machlokes. Kan b'shus haravim, kan b'simta. It's a major difference between shus haravim and a simta. In a shus haravim, everybody agrees you cannot be koina. In a simta, everybody agrees you can be koina. So you're wondering, why is simta referred to as shus haravim? V'mai kor lo shus haravim, she'en shus hayachid. To distinguish between a Shus Yachid, of course, is a private issue. What exactly is a simta? A simta, even in Eretz Yisrael today, they use it for
alleyway.
An alleyway. Now, what is special about an alleyway? Alleyway is nishtahin and nishtahed. In other words, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. We have this major traffic of thousands of people and cars and taxis and wagons and animals and blah, 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 all coming together at once. On the other hand, it's not a private rishus like your private house, which is a real rishus yachid. It's somewhere in between. Simta is, it does have foot traffic, but nothing compared to the foot traffic that you have in rishus haram. Usually simta would be if, for instance, there's a lot of traffic and you have a Waze device in your car, so you go and push Waze, there's too much traffic on the highway or on Broadway, so they're going to go and send you through 80 little short streets on the side, roads and blah blah blah, that you've never seen before. I didn't even know these roads existed. And you say, how are you really taking me out of the way? Then afterwards you get to your destination, you find that everybody else went on the major highways and they all come 2 hours later. Anyway, so the simta is like these semi-private type of rishuyos. Here you can be koina if and when you have, for instance, your kale. Zokti Yomara, Hochanami Mistabra, and this distinction that Rabbah made, this is not something that he made up, and yeah, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. No, no. It's Mistabra that's Taka the Emes of Shat. Why? Because the same Rabbi Yochanan we had on the second line that says you can be koina a filib Rishus Rabbah. The Omer Bavom Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kalev shall Adam koina loi b'chol makai. Same Lashon as we said until now. But it's got to be b'chol makos sheyesh l'rishus l'hanichoy. If you're talking about a public or a semi-public type of area, rishus, it's got to be a makom that you have the rishus to put your kelim down on the floor and no one will scream, hey mister, get out of the way. Yesh l'rishus im, hey l'rishus loy. If you happen to be in the middle of Broadway and in the middle of the screen light, all the cars are coming back and forth, and you decide to go and sit down in the middle of Rishus HaRav, or to put your kelim down in Rishus HaRav. People are going to start beeping and opening the windows and screaming, yo, Meshigana, get out of the way. You don't have Rishus to go and occupy the Rishus HaRav. Rishus HaRav is meant for traffic, people coming back and forth. Simta, however, because it happens to be is our private alleyway, and there's very little traffic going through there.
It's not private, though.
It's not totally private, but it's not totally public. It's public in the sense that everybody has access, but it's not public in the sense that everybody is constantly going back and forth in that.
Right, but in this private alley, if you put something down, people will also, meaning that blocks whatever, people will also be up in arms. And
if there are people that are going by at that time, the assumption is that the simta is not used on a regular basis by tons of people, and even if it is, that it's still sufficiently wide that everybody can avoid it without holding up traffic. Again, if you're thinking in today's terms, where Baruch Hashem, Yishalayim, and other places, it's constantly busy everywhere, wherever you go, so then that simta is going to be a Rishus HaRav. We're talking about a simta which is, in fact, a quiet place that throughout the day, maybe 3 people walk, 5 people walk, 10 people walk, the people that happen
so
to be...
road less traveled?
Very much less traveled. And therefore, you have rishus to put things down without people screaming at you and saying, hey, come on, get out of the way, I have to move in my car, there's no room for it. There's plenty of room, both to put down your things and for the traffic. On heavy duty days where there's a parade, there's a levai or something, where you have thousands of people, then in fact those alleyways are going to be full. It'll be like tzidei rishus it up. But under normal circumstances, these are relatively quiet places, and therefore the Chachamim said, if you want to go and establish temporarily, for a brief period, that it becomes your rishus by putting down your things there, and you want to be kind of, no problem, it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother you, it's fine. But don't do that rishus. That says, Imar Shmami, no. So we see clearly from this that this distinction is correct, like Rav Papa says. So therefore, when Rav and Shmuel said that you cannot be koina in Rishus Rabim, they meant in a real Rishus Rabim. And everybody agrees to that. Because ain loy Rishus lanicha, you have no permission to go and start putting things down in the middle of Rishus Rabim, because you are disturbing the thoroughfare and the traffic and all the rest. However, in a simta, say Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, there you can be koina fil Rishus Rabim. But what type of Rishus Rabim? We don't mean every Rishus Rabim, the same Rabbi Yochanan said, it's got to be Dafke Mamakim Shiyesh L'Rishus L'Anichai. Which is that? That's a simta. Oh, so you see when Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish said, Afil Rishus Rabim, he meant a simta. Why did he call it Rishus Rabim? Because to differentiate against the Rishus Yochid, it's not your own private chotzer. It is public in the sense that people can and will go through there from time to time, but nothing like the huge traffic that you find in Rishus Rabim. So therefore the Chum said, yes, you can put down your kelim and transact your business in terms of establishing a mini chotzer there in the simta for a period of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, but certainly not for an extended period of time. It's not your rishus, but yesh lecha mokam, yesh lecha rishus lanicha.
Does that mean you consider that rishus rabbi for more virtual purposes, so that you're not, that if your person put down his kelim down there, and the animal tripped over?
Right. Presumably you'd be chayv, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a simta is heavily trafficked, so normally a handful of people go by every day, but because of a huge event, it's heavily, heavily trafficked, does that destroy its status as a simta and
elevate? For that period of time.
For that period of time.
So if you can't be Kona and Rosh Hashanah, then how is like regular business transacted in the marketplace?
Okay, so first of all, the marketplace doesn't necessarily mean in the street itself. But if it is in the street itself, as Imor is going to talk about it shortly, you can do it through, for instance, Kinyan Hagbo'ah. You go and pick it up. And or you put it into your kli and you drag the kli away from the Rishus Rabim onto the sidewalk or into your house or into a simta. By schlepping it away, then you're kind of with a Kinyan Mashicha. The Kinyan Mashicha will not be effective whilst you're still in the Rishus Rabim. But as soon as you take it out of the Rishus Rabim, then it will work. By the Haymois we had early in the Gemara, you can also be kind of with a Kinyan Mesira. Mesira means that he hands over the reins, he hands over the bell around the neck, he hands over the bit inside the mouth. That's also a way, because then you don't have to be Moishich it into your Rishus. That is just a symbolic way of transferring ownership from the Moicher to the Lekeh. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So, we've now concluded the first piece of the Gemara, where on the surface it looked like there's a machlokes whether you could be Koina Kalev Shalekeach B'Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, no, nobody allows for a Kinyan of Kalev of the Lekeach B'Rishus HaRabim. That the Birch say that you can do it if it's just found, it's referring to a. And now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on what we just said from the following Braisa. The following Braisa goes from here to the bottom of the Amud, and it's going to involve four Midos. Now, when you look at the Braisa itself, it almost sounds like there are four Rishuyos. When it comes to, for instance, Hilchos Shabbos, you have four Rishuyos. You have the Rishus Rabim, you have the Rishus Yochid, you have the Karmelis, and you have the Mokim Ptur. So you might think that that's what our Bryce is referring to. So the Rishbam immediately knocks that down. We're not talking about Dad Rishuyos, but rather we're talking about Midos in Halacha, meaning four different types of categories where Kalim work and where Kalim do not work. And there's going to be a slight pun. I don't know whether it's intentional or unintentional. The Gemara begins Arba Midos, and we're going to be speaking about the containers of the Moicher and Lekeach. We're going to be talking about that. You have the Midah of the Moicher and the Midah of Lekeach. The word Midah, of course, means measure, and it could be that they had standard size boxes or standard size containers, which were a Midah. It was a volume of a liter, a volume of a quart, or could be for weights, etc., etc. Anyway, so what are the four Midas? Toshma, Arba Midas Mamoicher. Actually, Nismala Midah Lamoicher, Vishnismala Midah Lilakech. We're talking about a Midah, again, a container, and we are measuring in the container. Make life easy. You're measuring apples, for instance. You're pouring apples into a container. As long as Loinis Mala Midah, the Midah is not full up, it belongs to the Moicher. Mishnah Mala Midah, when the Midah is full, it belongs to the Lekech. The Medvar Mona Midah She'enishal Shnei, that the Midah doesn't belong to either one of them. Okay, so let's stop over here. What does it mean that the Midah doesn't belong to either one? So Rishbam says it's talking about that the Moicher and the Lekeach borrowed from a third party his or her Midah. They wanted to go and measure out a gallon or a pound or a quart or whatever. Of course, it depends on whether you're talking about volume or weight. But they borrowed this Midah from Yankel, from a third party. And that Yankel said, sure, use it. You know, you want to do a deal, you want to measure. No problem. You can go and borrow it. Okay, so now what our Gemara is telling us is, since both the Moicher and Lekeach borrowed it, so we're going to go on the understanding that the person who lent the kli intended that it should be used in a transaction, and so therefore, as long as we are filling up the kli, if we're filling it, for instance, with apples, it's still only half full, it's three quarters full, finally it's full to the brim, to the top. So, Anshelin is Malam Midah, as long as the Midah has not been filled yet to the top, Lemoicher, then it still belongs to the Moicher because we haven't concluded the transaction. The Gemara is going on the basis of the assumption that we're going to fill up the box or the Midah, and then the Moicher is going to say, okay, now we got a deal, and the Lekeach is going to take over. So as long as we're still filling it up with apples, Rishbam gives another example, if this is a liquid measure, that you're pouring wine into this Midah, a gallon a container, whatever, as long as you're still pouring and pouring and pouring, it still belongs to the Moicher. And therefore, if at any time there's either a change of heart, or unfortunately there is a spill, he's pouring in the wine, and then some wine by accident spilled out, or the kli turned over, or what have you, all so far, the Moicher's headache, the Moicher's achrayis, because it hasn't changed hands yet. Mishnah Smala, once it gets filled to the top, Mishnah Smala Mita, and Rishbam says, and they have agreed to a price, automatically it now belongs to Lekeach. So in other words, without doing any kinyan whatsoever, since at the time that they borrowed the kli, the understanding was that both the Moicher and the Lekeach are going to use it. The Moicher will use it as long as it's his responsibility, that's until the mead is full. But now that it's full, and they've agreed to a price, then it automatically belongs to Lekeach. And now if it turns over and something spills or whatever, now it's Lekeach's headache, because it belongs to the Lekeach.
So why can that be viewed as a kinyan once it's full? Because if they say once it's full, ownership transfers from the seller to the buyer.
Perfect, perfect. And that, in fact, is the case. But let's continue on. The men v'lomor mimidisha enisho shneyan, that it does not belong to either one because they borrowed from somebody else. Avim hoisa midisha echad mehen, if whoever they need to belong to either the Moicher or to the Lekeach, rishon kana. We'll get back to that in a moment, but I want to address Ariel's point. But it's got to be that this third party kli that we're talking about, this midah, it's talking about that it's lying in rishus harabim, and therefore, until it got full, it belonged to the Moicher. After it fills up, it now belongs to the Lekeach. Sounds like you can use your kli as a mini chotzer, even in Rishus Rabim, and even Chotish Ein Rishos Shneim, and that's the Gemara's kasha from this brisa, because we just got finished saying at the top that the only time you can use your kli is if it's in a simta, or if it's rishus shoshnayin. But here we're talking about rishus ram b'chazon sheni shoshem. This is very clearly rishus ram b'chazon sheni shoshem. And what does it say? You can be koina in this kli. And as Ariel said, you don't have to do a hagbo or a meshicha or a mesira. All you have to do is fill up the container, and your container is koina for the lekech. It's an automatic transfer, even if it's a rabbit. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's bothering you is bothering the Gemara, all the Tanoim, and all the Amira. It's good so far. You have another problem.
Yeah, they're specifying in Rosh Hashanah, but didn't we learn Rabbi Yochanan, both agree that you can acquire, like, why do they have to add in the pub? You can. Afilu birshus arabim.
A
person.
Simta. So the Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish referring to Rosh Hashanah, they really meant the simta. But here it says Rosh Hashanah. But Ariel, your mind, of course, a very fertile mind. What the Gemara is going to answer to respond to this kasha is that the Brice also, when he uses the term Rosh Hashanah, and it really means a simta. And then the problem is going to go away. For those of you that really want to see, what are you talking about? So if you go all the way to the bottom of the Amid, we're going to come back, of course, to finish the Brice. The last two lines. Gitani miya Rosh Hashanah mechut Hashem shoshanaya. That what? That you can be coined in this kli. My lab Rosh Hashanah. Look now, turn to the Amid base. My lab Rosh Hashanah. Are we talking about a real full scale Rosh Hashanah? And therefore, I see from this price very clearly that you can be coined Rosh Hashanah. We're not referring to Shisram. The price too, says Rav Papa, say the Amiron, is also referring to Simta. So therefore, it's not a kasha on Rosh Lakish, on Rav Yochanan, not on Rav Papa. Everybody agrees Simta works. It's Rosh Hashanah that does not work. So you want to have a minute say, my love, army to Rosh Hashanah, mamish, loy, the Simta. Okay, so, Baruch Hashem. So that was your kasha, that's Yimora's kasha. But now we have to go through the price. So again, if you talk about a midah she'ina shoshnayim, that means you borrowed from somebody else, when it gets full up, until it gets full to the brim, it's still the moichir. Once it gets full to the brim, and they've agreed to a price, automatically transferred.
How would it change if the midah belongs to the mochar?
That's an extra one. You should be with us every single day because we'd be able to elucidate the Gemara so much better with all of your very wise input.
My obligations.
I understand, but it's our loss. Their gain is our loss. The Rambam's gain is the Gemara's loss. Imagine the Rambam gains. Anyway, so again back. Right? We're getting back in the middle of Yuma. If the midah belonged to one of them, in other words, it was the kli of the moicher, or was the kli of the lekeach, then rishon, rishon, kana. But the lashon rishon, rishon, kana can be a little bit misleading, because the Rishbam says rishon, rishon, kana means that if this kli belongs to the moicher, as you keep on adding into the kli, must be that there is, for instance, maybe a wholesaler selling to the moicher, or maybe the moicher is taking it off his shelf and he's pouring it into his own kli. As long as it's in his kli, till you fill it up to the brim on the top, it belongs to him, and it continues to belong to him because it's his midah. On the other hand, if it will be a midah shel echemen, a midah of the lekeach, and you keep on filling it up, as you fill it up, since the moicher is dispensing the goods into the kli of the lekeach, as it fills up, you don't have to wait until it fills to the top. As it goes into his kli, he is immediately koina. Once again, of course, it talks about that they already agreed on a price previously. So even though it's not full yet, but it's going into the kli of the lekeach, it's going to work. It'll belong to him. So this is the second midah. The first midah that we spoke about, was, we have four midahs altogether. First midah was a borrowed midah from a third party. And then we said, as long as you're filling it up, it belongs to Moicha. Once it's full, now automatically reverts, not reverts, but it transfers to the Mekeach. But here we're talking about the Midah belonged initially either to the Moicha or to the Lekeach. As long as it's the Moicha, you can fill it to the top. It remains Moicha, Moicha, Moicha. Done. If, however, you're talking about the Midah Shalekeach, as you keep on filling it, and there was a meeting of the minds of the price, it already belongs to the lekech.
What's the logic in necessitating, just because it's a third-party mita, it has to be filled to the top, whereas if it belongs to one of the two, it doesn't have to be filled to the top?
Okay, so now, filling to the top is because we're assuming in our Gemara that that's the deal, he wants to buy a full container. If, for instance, they agreed, we're only going to take a half a container, so whenever you reach that halfway level, since the original owner of the mida says, fellas, you use it for whatever you have, you know, do whatever you got to do with it. You want to buy, you want to sell, it's, you know, it's yours. You'll give it back to me tomorrow, you give it back to me at the end of the day. You know, use it for whatever you got to use it for. Okay, so what is the moicher going to use it for? To dispense whatever he is selling and to fill it up to the maximum that the deal allows. As far as the lekech is concerned, he's not so much concerned about the filling of the container. He's concerned about taking the contents and taking it home. So as far as the moicher, as soon as it fills up, until it fills up, it's still the moicher's headache and it's still his plea. As soon as it fills up, I don't need it anymore. In fact, the Rishbam uses the expression later on, the moicher wants the lefanois es reshusa. He wants to clear all of his schir out. He doesn't want to keep it here. Aros, you know, I want to move in, you know, I want to bring in new schir for tomorrow. It's an ongoing business. Sell today's wares, today's merchandise, and you bring in new merchandise to sell to new lekuchais. Now, if you want to, I see you're a little bit concerned about all this, so we're just going to take a quick look at the Rishbam. Actually, it's Malamida. This is the first Rishbam in the middle wide line. So we have narrow lines at the top, middle lines, and then we have the real big ones down below. So the first Rishbam in the middle lines. You have that, Ariel?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in Ismaila Samida Lamaych.
Yeah.
What happens if it pours out? Oh, yes, Shemin. Oh, in Hukka. Or what happens if the prices went up? So in the meantime, it's Lamoicha. As long as Loi Nismala Habid Lamoicha. And he could change his mind because until it gets filled up, the deal is not consummated yet. The Mukhala Kameh, the Mida Sheshilu Shneyan, and the side it says Sheshalu Shneyan, that these two borrowed together. Hilkoch, Kol's Manchlegas, Malas Amida, Harihu Bishus Moicha. As long as it's still in the measuring stage, we haven't filled it up yet, or filled it up halfway, or three quarters, you know, whatever the deal is, it's delicious moicha, because the lekech can't take it yet, he doesn't have his goods yet. Once it's the smallest, next Rishbam, Haribishus lekech, lekachto, to take it, in the back of the Gemara we have the Yaivet, the Yankov Emden, that says that it's a mistake, it should say leknoisa. If you take a nun and vav and squeeze it together, it becomes like a ches. So he says, it's nismalas hari b'shus lekeach liknoisa, to purchase it, to make a kinyan. V'litel ba mekhoi, and now to take the container with him, to take his mekach. Ad shiatznihenu yanichenu b'keila, until he transfers it from that midah into his keilim. Tiladas keini shilua lehem. That's the reason why this now addresses your point, Ariel. The mashal, the owner of the container, he specially lent it to them, lezeh lemedida, to the moicher to go and dispense and fill it up and measure it. Ulezeh latzniyeh shalai, the other one to go and take initial possession until he transfers it to his own kelim. Chozman she'oisig b'medida lemalis hamida, as long as in the first part of the transaction, pouring out into the mida, hari he b'shus in the moicher, then it belongs to the moicher, because that's why he was mashal to the moicher, dainu moicher. When the keich yochel liknois b'teich kelev shel moicher, kol zaman shloi moshach, oy shloi yigbia. As long as it's the moicher's kli, and it's going to be the moicher's kli until he finishes measuring and pouring and filling it. Till that point, it's the moicher's. If the keich wants to be koina, he cannot be koina because it's the kelev shel moicher. If the moicher says, okay, I'm ready to stop, take it, that's a different story. But Mishnah's malas amida, when it filled up to the brim, then it's the lekech automatically. Kidaparishis. She'achshav, now at this moment that the meat is full, nasis kelev shalekech. So das keg nishal eloi. That was the kavana of the mashal. The mashal said, yeah, I know you're a moicher, you're a lekech, you need a mida, your regular mida is broken, whatever, it's in the repair shop, you can borrow my mida, it's exactly a gallon, you want to go and pour in a gallon of wine, fine, no problem. So as long as you're pouring, it belongs to the moicher. Once it's full and there's no more pouring to do, now it goes automatically to the camp, because that was the das of the Masha. Yeah.
So just for clarification, how does it change whether the Mida is belongs to a third party or the Mocher?
As long as it's the Mocher, then the Lekeach cannot be Kona. But once it becomes the Lekeach, the Lekeach can be Kona. Yes.
If anything happens to this Mida, these are two people borrowing it.
Right.
A Shoel, and it's whatever, it's a Shoel.
They're both be high points.
Right, so suddenly it bursts, it whatever, not Mesa Machmas Malacha.
Okay.
Something extra, something which is Shoel B'chayev. So at the time of the pouring in, it seems like from Russian to Rashbam, the Mocher is Chayev B'chayev.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
That's my question. So do the laws of She'ela now extend to the respective parties as well? Because then it extends it, basically then it becomes, as it were, the Mocher's Kli that he borrowed, as opposed to the Kli of both of them. That's my question.
No, I understand you loud and clear. As long as they're using the Kli, like you said, Machos Malacha, the way you're supposed to, that the Moided is being Moided, and the Lekeach subsequently takes it to go and transfer to his own Kelim. So that was the das of the Mashal. Yes, as long as you need it, it's going to be yours. As long as you need it, it's going to be yours. However, the Gabi Oinsen, he didn't lend it to go and be Nensa, that it should go and fall down the flight of stairs and break.
Well, a wagon comes along and runs it over. There's just a Rabin. There's an onus on the wild horse comes running through.
The point is well taken. So they weren't going to dress, at least not today, maybe they'll dress it tomorrow. And the assumption is that both of them would be on the hook for that type of onus, because
benefiting. They both have the Hana Shalahem.
Exactly. Okay. That they're both going to be able to use it and close the deal today. He'll be Moiden and he'll be Lekech and he'll take it. The fact that, unfortunately, with Nansa, the Masha will say, you know, you use it whatever time, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you were to go and for as long as you're pouring, it's yours, and once it's filled, it's his. That's between the two of you. I'm not getting involved in the minutiae. Work it out, whatever you need it for, I'm happy to go and use
help
it.
You out.
However, if it's an answer, you know, you got to pay me back. So, whoever, since both of you borrowed it from me, so presumably they both
have responsibility. You only have responsibility. So it's not like the shift of Achrayas ends for the Mocher when it fills up and now shifts to the Lokeach.
Logically, that's what you're saying.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's the story vis-a-vis this Baruch Kli. Now, however, if it was the Kli Shel Echad Mehen, so now getting back, Ari is still kind of on the warpath over here. So he talked about a family woman.
Yeah,
of course. So until now, we said it was a Kli of both of them, so it transfers midstream. But then the Gemara said, however, Mohaisim Midashul Echad Mehen, Rishon Karna. Now, what means Midashul Echad Mehen? So now let's skip down to the Rishbam right before the very big lines. Avalim Hoysa Midashul Echad Mehen, Oisha Lekech, Oisha Moichet, and it was in Moichet's or the Lekech's Mida. Rishon Shanoisim Letrechan Mida, Karna Baal Hamid. Whoever the Baal Hamid is, it's going to be his. Shim Hamidashul Moichet. Remember, this is not a bar. This is now private meat of the mic. Avu Mishan is Malach, even though it's full to the brim and even overflowed. Harishul Moich, it's his. Vlekana Lekeach. Lekeach does not have any business vis-a-vis that spider. The Avu Mishan Pasuk Adam, even though they agreed to the price, $5 a gallon, $25, makes a difference. Vlekana Ad Shiyim Shoich. Until he makes a Mashicha of the good. Caleb Shomoichem Shisaram, Inamim Simta, whether it's Shram or Simta, in other words, Shram doesn't want to get involved in that question at the moment. Loikon Lekeach, the Philibishus Lekeach, Nami Amrin Lekavan, on the Amid Beis, we're going to say, and Shemandaf Pavov, meaning tomorrow's Gemara, that if you had the Caleb Shomoichem, even if then the Bishus Lekeach, the Loikon Lekeach calls man Shapeiris be Caleb the Moichem, because it's the Moich's mini chotzer. It's like a traveling chotzer wherever he goes. So it's his chotzer. It's his kelim. Lekeach cannot be koina. Ad shishpachim lekarka. The best way would be, for instance, the Moich pours out the contents. Hopefully not the yayin b'shemen, but the apples or the oranges, whatever. He'll pour it out onto the karka now. And if it's a simta, then he'll be able to go and be koinem and asimta, like we said before. So that's if it's so. When we said that neither shall echem hen rishon rishon kona, it's slightly misleading vis-a-vis the moicher. It's not that he is koinem. The whole thing belongs to him. It's his schayra and it's his midah. So of course, midah rishon rishon kona. The entire thing, even when it's full to the top, it's his. V'ma midah shall lekeach, says now the Rishbam. Avagav deloines malis, even though it did not fill to the top, nami rishon rishon kona. That's where the real rishon rishon kona applies to the rishus of lekeach. That you're selling him 50 apples. First apple, second apple, third apple. All those that are ready in the container are now his. Why? Because it's the kelim of the lekeach. The dummy, since it's now the kelim of the lekeach, it's similar in concept. L'moshech, as if he had been moshech into his rishus, it's in his rishus. It's not his rishus in terms of his house or his chotzer, but it's his mini chotzer, which we're going to call a midah, a kli. Even if they didn't finish counting it. The kelim of lekeach are koine for him. The question, however, is where are they koine? Ah, that's going to be the Moris Teretz. But he won't have a minute thinks even Rishus Rabban, that's the Moris Kasha. So let's go quickly back to the Gemara. Toshima, middle of the Yom. Arba Midas and Mochem, four separate Midas. We haven't gotten through all the four yet. So far, we only talked really about two. Actually, this Malam Midas and Mochem. Mishan is Malam Midas goes to Lekeach. Until it fills up, it's Mochem. When it fills up, it's Lekeach. Where is that? In the same Kli. The Medeba Mulam Midas Shenish Oshneyam. It's a third party Midas that they borrow. So as long as he's pouring and pouring and filling, Mochem. Once it's full to the brim, automatically goes to the Lekeach because they both borrow. Avim Hoysa. So that was the first meter. Avim Hoysa meter shall echamia. What happens if the meter belonged to one of them, either to the Moicher or to the Lekeach? In the case of the Moicher, Rishon Rishon Kana means he fills it and fills it and fills it, even from the top, it's still his, does not belong to the Lekeach. Because it happens to be Bershus Moicher. In other words, it's the meter of the Moicher. When would the Lekeach be Koina? So the Rishbam said, for instance, pour it out on the ground. Where would that take place? The Medvar Mamurim says, there it works in the Shisram. In Chotish, really? I or you can be Koiner Shisram? We sit at the top of the Yom, you cannot be Koiner Shisram because I have no business putting out my pears, my apples, my oranges on the floor of the Shisram. Traffic wants to get by. Mishi, gonna get out of here. I'm gonna call the police. What are you doing over here? So that's Gemara's Kasha on the bottom, which Ariel asked, the Gemara's going to say, when it says Shisram, it really means symptom. Good. We're going to get back to that. So this is now the second Midas that we're talking about, not Midas Shel Shneyan. We just spoke about now the Midas Shel Echamim. Now let's continue on. That was in Shisram, or parenthetically symptom, according to Gemara's text. Avu B'Shus Moicher, what happens if these Kalim are B'Shus Moicher? Now, it doesn't tell us which midah we're talking about, in other words, who owns the containers, and the Gemara is going to assume in the Havamina we're talking about the container of the Lekeach. And Lekeach's container is not going to be Koine B'Shus Moicher, unless he does Hagbah, or unless he does Mashiach, he removes it from his Rishus. And with this, the Gemara is going to be trying to be pushing on the Amid Beis that Kalev Shalekeach, Rishus Moicher, Loi Kana. Since the bigger Rishus is Rishus Moicher, it's his chotzer, it's his house, it's his workplace.
His store.
If I bring in my Kalev and I fill it up with my goods, I'm not Koina. The Midah or the container, the Kli, Lekeach, Rishus Moicher, Loikon. That's what the Gemara is going to try on the Amud Beis to say, I'm poishit that Shaila, whether my private Kalim, the Kiyas private Kalim, can be koina in the larger chutz of the larger shus of the Meicher. The Gemara is going to conclude, I cannot bring a Raya from this Braisa, because it's talking about the Kalim of the Meicher in the Rishus Meicher. That if the Meicher filled up his own Kli, and says to the Lekeach, okay, we filled it up to the top, what do you want to do with it now? You know, give me the money, now it's your goods, I need my container back. So then the Braisa says, since it happens to be Kalev Shel Moicher, which is Moicher, then he has to do hagbah, or he has to go and take it out of the rishus, out of the store, out of the house. When he does mashiach, then it'll belong to him. Obviously, he's going to have to give the container back, because the container doesn't belong to him. But the schoira will be his. So therefore,
that's what we started the whole Gemara today.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why if you go back to the top Rishvam, look at it one more time. Kepelev shul odem shul ikeach, koineloi impasik domen b'chol mokem, afilu brishus moicher. That's what it sounds like. Ukigoyin, the omelei behedya yikne kelech. If you use those magic words, kinam lekamam b'shmaitin tomorrow's Gemara, it works. Al b'stama, if he didn't say yikne kelech, but rather, we transferred goods from the moichers, shelves, lamashal, where the apples and oranges were, or from the large barrels that we poured over into the Kelev Shalikeach. So now the goods are in the Kelev Shalikeach. Rishus Moicher, Stoma Mi Boila Lekaman. That's going to be the Gemara on the Amid Bey. Like Ifshita, the Gemara is not going to be Poishit. In other words, we're going to be stuck with this Shaila forever until Eliyahu Navi will tell us what the din is. So if you have goods, Rishus, not Rishus, in the kli lekeach brishus moicher, if the moicher says behedya, yes, yikne kelecha, it's like lek chazeku kni, take over.
I'm lending you the airspace in my store.
That's the concept, right? However, if he didn't say those words and you just fill it up, sorry, even though he's already paid for it, they've agreed to the deal. He's about to schlep it out. In the meantime, as long as it's in the kelim shalekeach. Precious Meicher.
It's ambiguous.
Loi Ifshita. We still don't know what the halacha is. Does it work or does it not? Okay. So getting back to Agama. So when it says over here, Precious Meicher leikonachek bienoachek tzienem mirishusoi, again, in the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that that's talking about the Caliph Shalekeach, and therefore we're going to try to bring a raya from this. The Caliph Shalekeach are not koine Precious Meicher unless you do Agba or you do a Mishicha. The Gemara is going to say in the Amid Beis one day. Tomorrow, that's a Mishkaraya, because it's talking about Kalev Shul Moicher, which is Moicher. So that's the third thing. Then continue on. Oh, shall we be thinking about the Mishka?
Yeah. Okay, what's that?
Only the Traifa, only the Traifa. Only the Traifa.
Thank you.
How are we getting up to the Get?
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Are you getting up to the Get? And you get well.
It's the second time we're using this poem.
Oh, okay. Thank you for cluing me in.
Yes, exactly.
I got to it already.
Anyway, now we're just like keach. If, however, you're talking about the kalim are just like keach, and again, it's ambiguous as to which kalim, which midos are just like keach. Are we talking about a keli shel moicher or a keli shel lekeach? Now, since the Gemara is going to answer on the Amid Beis, that in the earlier case, Birshus Moicher, don't try to bring me rise about what the status of a Keli Shel Lekeach Birshus Moicher is, because that's talking about the Kelim of Moicher, Birshus Moicher. So the Chayr over here told what also talking about the Kelim of the Moicher, Birshus Lekeach. And what does it say here in the Brisa? Kelim Shel Moicher, Birshus Lekeach, Kim Shekibel Olam Moicher. Kibbal Olav over here means as soon as the Moicher is Mekabel, the price that was negotiated, he says, Yo, I'm masking $5 a bushel, $3 a gallon, whatever the terms are. Once he agrees, even though it's still in the Kalev Shel Moicher, Kona Lekeach! Lekeach is Koina because that Kli, which belongs to the Moicher, becomes bottled to the larger Rishus of the Lekeach. So I see Lekeira from this, that there is that concept that you could have a contrary kli to the rishus. In other words, the shaila that we've been dealing with.
Right.
Shaila until now was a kli shalekeach, which is moicher. Here we're talking about a kli of a moicher, which is lekeach.
But it's different because in the case of a kli of a moicher and the rishus lekeach, since the transaction is to transfer the goods to the lokeach, as it were, it's moving it along the food chain, as it were, and getting it out the door. It's already in place, so it makes more sense there. Mm-hmm. In the case of the rishus of the mocher, it's not really consummated yet. He hasn't.
I hear what you're saying.
He hasn't gmir stas yet.
The Gemara Lemaisa is going to go and say, we're not talking about kelim of the moicha in the Rishus Lekeach. We're talking about kelim of the Lekeach in the Rishus Lekeach.
That's obvious. Then why is that even a question?
Oh, because he wants to tell you, when is it going to be koina? How did it get into the Lekeach's kli, into his Rishus? He's talking about a moicha that's making house calls.
Right, and it's a chutzer. It's a kinyan chutzer. It's the chutzer of Lekeach. It's the kli of Lekeach. There's no greater look.
I know, it's only piece by piece, or is it getting from the...
Oh, so it says, Kim and Shekibel Ola Moicher. The key moment, even though the Moicher has his Schoira, and he's pouring it out into the Kalim of the Lekeach, it still doesn't belong to him unless and until the Moicher says, okay, so how much are we paying over here? What's going to be the price? I want to pay $3. $3, forget it.
Who would pour it out before the price is agreed to?
Yeah, you have sometimes the fees. Once it's in the Rishus already, he's not going to want to renege.
It's going door to door.
It's going door to door. Yishabach Masach. Exactly. Anyway, so the point is, once the Moicher and the Lekeach have now a meeting of the minds, the Lekeach is going to be cut. So the Gemara is going to ask, but Rishus Moicher, you said it's talking about the Kelim of the Moicher. And now it's just Lekeach, you're telling me it's the Kelim of Lekeach. Doesn't the Braisa have to be consistent?
Actually, it does feel consistent. It's the Kli of the relative owner of the Chatzer.
And that's what the Gemara is going to answer.
Okay.
Rabbi Yitzchak, we've gone through virtually 90% of the Yemen Beis now just in discussing this Braisa. And finally, the Braisa finishes off. It's just Haloi Hamufkon Etzloi. What happens if they're not in the Shus Rabban? They're not in the Shus Moicha. They're not in the Shus Lekeach. They're in the Shus of a third party who says, yes, come on in, and
I'll lend you the kli too.
Exactly, that's Mufkin, he's saying yes.
But does anything have to be written, or this is spoken?
This is all spoken.
Okay, so let's have.
Yesterday's daf was
because pay dollar, pay. And all of this, of course, is Torah Shabbat. So it's very, 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 very Shkoyach. Anyway, Lekona Shekabel Olov Oish Yeskar Es Mekoyna. If you want, you Lekeach, you want to be able to be Koyna, since this property where you're residing now is not the Rishus of the Lekeach, it's not even the Rishus of the Moicher, it's the Rishus, however, that the lender, the real owner of the Rishus, lent to the Moicher and says, yes, you can use this area today or for a week to go and sell, to buy, to whatever you want to do. So this now becomes like the Rishus Moicher, and the Rishbam says, really, this case of Rishus Mufkadin Etzlai and Rishus Moicher is really Hainu Hach, it's really one and the same. Leikon is not Koina, means Lekeach is not Koina, Achi Kabul Olov, until there's a meeting of the minds that they agree, or Yachi Yiskar is Mekoiman, or that the Mavkid who gave this original, the Moicher, who received this property temporarily from the
true owner.
So then, if he soiches mekoyman, if he goes and rents it out, then he'd be able to go and be koyin mitzad kibin chatzer. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, it's the chatzer of the moicher. Anyway, so we went through all the midos, but let's get back to the kasha that we asked at the very outset. We started today's gemara and said that everybody agrees, according to Rabbah, that you can only be koyna in your kalim if you put them down in a simta, but not in shesura. Here, however, it's telling me, Rishus Rabban, B'chotu Shein Shoshnein, that it works, that you can put down the kelim of the Moicher, the Lekeach, it's full, it's a third party, what have you. In Simta, in Rishus Rabban, B'chotu Shein Shoshnein, you can be koineh. Break Dimara, Ma'ila, Rishus Rabban, Mamish, and we said before that you cannot be. If you look at the top of Rishbam, Ma'ila, Rishus Rabban, Mamish, Fafil L'Hochik Tani, Dim Hoysam Midishu Echad Mehem. If the midah belonged to one of them, Rishon Kana. Sai Moicher, Sai if the Kli of the Kliach. Am a Kivish Lekeach, Bishus Harabim Koina. The Kash Laman the Yoma, Chutz Mishus Harabim, Ulan Abavo Omer Ab Yoicheran. That said in the Omer Aleph, that you cannot be Koina in Rishus Harabim. Every Digmara, Lohoi, back to Digmara, top line, Simta. Not too much Harabim, too much Simta. Okay, but Digmara already said a Simta, it's okay. So, just like when we said initially, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lokish Ami Chavai Afilu Rishus Rabban, said Rabbi, he doesn't mean Rishus Rabban, he means Simta, but relative to Rishus Yochanan, he calls it Rishus Rabban. It really means Simta. See, Mars, that would mean the price also, when it says Rishus Rabban, it means Simta. In the Brisa, however, that is a little bit more difficult to say. Because it says in the Brisa, Rishus Rabbim, now what is normally Chotish Eina Shol Shneim means? That means Yankel and Beryl are transacting a sale, transaction, on Shmerel's Rishus. Shmerel doesn't even know that this is ongoing, because Shmerel is now Mismedish learning the Daf. When he hears about, who gave them right to come and trespass on my property? I didn't give it. And what are they doing there? So therefore says the Gemara, that says the Braisa, that's just like Rishus Rabbim. What was the description that Rav Papa gave, or the Bavolmer B'Yechanan? Kalev shall onim koinu le b'chol mokim sheyesh le rishus la'anichoy. If you have the rishus to put those kalim down, like in a simta, you're koinu. But yesh le rishus in, ain le rishus lay. If you don't have rishus to go and put your kalim down in the middle of rishus rabbi, then you're not koinu. And therefore, a chotzer she'ein ishol shneim, shmel's rishus, Mr. You, Yanko, Beryl, Aros, what are you doing on Shmuel's Rishus? So how can you go and be koina? So the teretz to go and say Rishus Rabbim means, it doesn't mean Rishus, it means the symptom. Okay, but here's Chodesh Rishus Shneim. That's just like Rishus Rabbim, you have no right to put your stuff down over there. And now the Gemara comes up with a Doichik Pshat, and it says, my Chodesh Rishus Shneim nami, Doloi Dehai Kula, Doloi Dehai Kula, El Travayu, that in fact it's a chotzer shel shneihem. When it says a chotzer she'eino shel shneihem means it doesn't belong exclusively to the moichin. It doesn't belong exclusively to the kef. It belongs to both of them. I think Mar normally refers to that as a chotzer chotzer ashutvim. That's what Rajbam says. El travayu chotzer ashutvim or chotzer shel shneihem. So to say that the brayz when it says chotzer she'eino shel shneihem, that's really referring to chotzer ashutvim. Sabbos leshver pshat. It's a doich. Anyway, with this we have concluded the first part of today's Gemara, that what? We started off clearly saying, like Rav Papa says, you can only be koyin the simta, not Rishus Rabbim. And we have a brayse in the Chorus says, you can be koyin Rishus Rabbim. Nah, it doesn't really mean Rishus Rabbim, it means a simta. No problem. And now the shayla that we've been dealing with each time on the Amid Aleph. Boi menei Rav Sheish Meravuna, Kelev Shalakeach Rishus Moiche, Konalakeach Oilai. Do you say I have a mini Rishus of the Lekech in this large Rishus of the Moicher, and therefore I'm Koina, or not? In other words, maybe it becomes bottled to the larger Rishus, and therefore you can't be Koina in Yemen's store with your box. You got to go outside. You have to think outside the box. Take it out of the store, and then you can be Koina. Or you do Hagbah. Amalek, see, said to me, Suah. And now we get to Get. What did we learn about in Get? You have a husband and a wife, and unfortunately the two are at loggerheads. Not only is it so bad that he's divorcing her, he doesn't even put it into her hand. He just wants to go and throw it into Rishus and say, goodbye. He went and threw the get into her chayk. Normally chayk means like a lap. However, Rishbam says it really means on her begotten. So perhaps she had a large pocket in her begot or something similar. Or into her sal, into her basket. Rishbam says that the women used to use for their sewing and embroidering. They had such a basket that had in it yarn and thread and all different types of needles and stuff like that. So he threw the get into that. Harizumagureshis, it works. Now, the assumption is that where is this taking place? Rishus of the husband. In other words, Rishus, where they live together. They're the household that they've been living in for the last month, year, 50 years, whatever. So he throws it into Rechek or Teich Halasa, it works. Now, how does it work? Isn't that a situation of Kalev
Shalakeach?
Exactly. And therefore, Lechayra can be poishit my Shaila that a Kli Shalakeach is Koine Bershus Moiche, as they build the Gemara Zon. Om Malei Rav Nachman, my time is Pshatale Mehi. Why are you bringing a Raya from that case of Get? Don't you remember that when we learned this in Gittin, they pounded against this raya as if you were going and hitting with a long rope that had at the end of it a small uchla. Small uchla means a small weight. Morris says elsewhere that an uchla is the smallest weight, the smallest measure. So what they would do, if they wanted to go and give friendly petch to someone, they would have like a long rope, and at the end of it has a uchla, and they would go and hit people or hit things with it. And so therefore, when the Gemara uses the expression mea uchli, of course it's an exaggeration, but he means that this pshat or this raya that you're trying to bring, they've already hit it 100 times with a, Rishbam says, with a narga, with some sort of instrument, which I had it. I'm sorry?
Especially if they were at the end of the rope.
Exactly. End of the rope, and they are breaking up. Yeah, exactly. Okay. The Mokhla may ukhli b'ukhla. And the Gemara is now giving a series of answers why you don't deem this to be a classic kli shel lekeach rishus moich. So the first answer, Yom Rebina b'shemol v'usha hoisa kolosa tluyeba. Talking about the kolosa was hanging from her. It was not on the ground, it was hanging from her. How does that help? Says Rishbam, therefore it's a kinyan of hagba'a. The fact that it's not on the ground, she's holding it up in mid-air. It's this kalasa, it's hanging. If you look at Rishbam halfway down the arm, it's not on the floor. You can be kaina hagba'a even in the rishus of the moicha. So it's not that the kalasa is being kaina, it's the maisa hagba'a that's being kaina. Shoi, that's teretz number one. Teretz number two. Even if it's not hanging, it's negreris, it's on the floor. But since it's kshura, it's attached to her, then it becomes like an accessory of her body. Her body has now been extended to the end of this kalosa, because it's kshura, it's bound to her.
Especially if it's a get kushin.
Oh, wow. Very good. Wow. Beautiful.
You really got it.
Yes. You have to get me out. Rav Ad Bar Habam, I have a third pshat. She's sitting, for instance, on a chair, and she has a kolosa between her legs on the floor, which is typically, presumably, how they do it,
and weave
into the weaving and embroidering. You know, exactly. So it's on the floor, and therefore, just like where she is sitting, says Rishbam, the baal is not makbet al mokin moishev ishtoi. So it's not as if where she's sitting, that the kolosa is brishus moicher, brishus baal, it happens to be, it's as if it's in her own rishus. Because anywhere where she sits in his house, it's as if he says, sure, that's where you're sitting, that's your mini chotzer. So therefore, it's as if the kolosa, the kli, shalekeach, is brishus lekeach. Rav Mishar Shemri Rav Ami Yomakin Goyin Shoyi Baal Moicher Kolosas. His business was that he sold baskets. And so therefore, her basket, his basket, there were probably 100 baskets anyway on the living room floor. And people would come in to go and buy, no, this basket is too big and too small, and this is too green and this is too red, and I want a larger one, a smaller one.
Perfect get size.
Perfect get size, good. So now her kolosa was just one out of 100 kolosas, and therefore he is not going to, by giving get, he may be making a colossal mistake in giving it to her. But Lama said the kolosa will work because it's basically like, I wouldn't say it's a mokum hefker, but whoever wants to, that. How does Rishbam refer to it? Moichah Kolosis. Says Rishbam, Kachin makbid al mekoyma, sheyesh lebayis nekam. He's not makbid on the mokin kolosa. Sure, which a kolosa, there's no problem. He got 99 others there on the ground. So, therefore, he has no hakpoda. So it's as if he's like mafkir his rishus. So it's not a kolosa in his rishus, and rishus moicher. It's like in.
It's a shoshnein then. And then why isn't it? Because until she's divorced, she has a right to be there
exactly. Too. Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makim Cheka Kanila Makim Kolosa Kanila. Wherever her begodim are that she's wearing, wherever her sal is, it's Kanila. What does that mean? So this is similar to the previous teretz. Amar Rabbi My Tamid Rabbi Yochanan Tishen Adam Makbet Leah Makim Cheka Leah Makim Kolosa. Even though, of course, they are about to be divorced. But as long as they are still married, he's not makbid. So the Mefarshim say, maybe he is makbid.
Yes.
He says, get out as quickly as possible.
Right, he's going to give her a divorce.
He's going to be makbid a second after she's officially legally divorced.
Right.
But as long as they're still married, he doesn't want to lose this opportunity to get rid of her. So if you're going to tell
him that he retracts his objection just so long enough to get rid of her.
Exactly right. So since he's not makbid, since it becomes like her mini rishus,
right.
So it's as if her kalasa and her cheka are on her own rishus, or whatever you're saying, you're yours, yours. Just get out already, you know, finish off the deal. Okay, so bottom line is from get, you have no right. We should be poishit now from the Omer Aleph, from that price. It says in the Braisa, Mishus Moich, Leikon, of the Kech, and not Koin, Achak, Bia, Nachi, Yotzen, Mishus Soi. My la, the Kelev de Lekech. Aren't we talking about the Kelev de Lekech in the Mishus Moich, that they're not Koin? It's in his mini chotzer, it's in his Kelev. No, it's not Koin until he does Agba, or he does Mashiach and takes it out of the Shus. Kelev Shalakech do not work Birshus Moicha. Well, so we can be Poshir Arshayla, right? Arshayla was Kelev Shalakech, Birshus Moicha, Kana Lakech, Aloy, Loy Kana Lakech! The only time he's going to be kind if he makes a Hagbah or he takes a Mashiach. But the fact that it's his Kelev doesn't work. The Timur Lai. So we have a Kelev de Moicha. Oh, Kelev de Moicha, Birshus Moicha! I understand why I'm not kind in terms of Chatz. It's not my Chatz, it's not my store, it's not my Kelev. So I have to make Hagbah or do a Mashiach. So the man of the Reisha became of the Moicher, the Choyre, Sefer Nami became of the Moicher. The Choyre, the price is consistent in the terminology and the usage of these Kalim. So we're probably talking the Sefer, old scale of the Moicher. So Aim is Sefer, what is it in the Sefer? Which is Lekeach, Kimon Shekibel, all of Moicher. As soon as the Moicher is Mekabel, the terms of the deal, Kono Lekeach. And what did we say? We're talking about the Kalim of the Moicher. The Bekelev de Moicher Amai Koni Lekeach. Also, the Choyre, we have a raya that you can have a mini chotzer of your Kelev in Yemen's Rishus, and it works. So, therefore, we can be Moicher our Shaila. That just like Kelev Shel Moicher works Rishus Moicher, Kelev Shel Lekeach will work Rishus Moicher, and the Kelev Shel Moicher will work Rishus Lekeach. In other words, that the larger Rishus doesn't swallow up and be mavatal the small Rishus of the Kli. So the Chayyur Yabba Raya. And for the Mora Sefas on the Kelev de Lekech. No. When it says it was Rishus Lekech, we're talking about Kelev de Lekech, Rishus Lekech. Kelev de Moicha Rishus Lekech, I don't know. Chmaisnish. We're talking about the Kelev de Lekech, Rishus Lekech. Frank Timora, what's going on? Who might Pascha? How did you go and cut it so thinly?
So finely.
Even better, so finely. Finely. Shelly. Yeah. Anyway, says the Gemara, you said before Rishus Moicher, you said we're talking about Kelev Shemoicher. Okay. So for consistency, shouldn't the Sefer also be talking about Kelev Demoicher? No. Say the Tumor Shus Lekech. It's from a Kelev Demoicher. How can you go and cut it like that? So Gemara, very simply, Stam in the Milzer. Be Moicher, Mari Demoicher. It is very consistent. Right. It may not be consistent, Reish and Sefer, because here we're talking about Kelev Shel Moicher, here we're talking about Kelev Shel Lekech.
But it's relative to their respective chotzer, is the Kelev of the same.
Their respective locations. Since the Reish is talking about the bias, the Rishus of the Moicher, so whose Kelev do you think it is?
Kelev of the
Moicher. Those are Shechichi, that's what you mean. It doesn't mean that you don't have people bringing in their own Kelev, but more Kelev of the Moicher are present in the store of the Moicher than the Kelev of the Lekech, because by definition, the Bay
Moicher. That's where he's storing his stuff in.
Exactly right. Bay Lekech, on the other hand, what do you think is going to be more Shechich? Mani Lekech Shechich.
He stores his stuff.
Exactly. So therefore, both in the Reisha, we're not talking about Kelev Shel Lekech, Rishus Moicher. We're talking about Kelev Shel Moicher, Rishus Moicher. And in the same form, when we're talking about the Rishus Lekech, we're not talking about Kelev de Moicher, Rishus Lekech. We're talking about the Kelev de Lekech, Rishus Lekech. And therefore, we have no answer as yet to the Shaila that we started. We're going to try to be patient tomorrow.
Yes,
we have to show.